Very well, guys, if you will, let's call the meeting to order. And good evening it is. As always, we start with a few moments of silence. Thank you, everyone. All righty. We have a quorum present. Wonderful. We have a both the minutes and the agenda were placed out a little bit ago. Do I have any additions or corrections to the agenda as presented? Additionally, agenda items may not be considered in sequence. The agenda is subject to change, right? Changes may include addition, deletion of items, including executive session. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? I got a motion. I got a second.
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. Opening remarks. I really don't have any, but we do have a guest with us. Some of you might know who the gentleman is, a guy named Hans Riegel, good friend of mine, good friend of a number of ours here in the room. Hey, Colonel. And when we get the public comment, I'll just ask him to stand and say a couple of words. Quite frankly, guys, the reason he's here is I've asked him to come by and take a look at the school and see if there might be interest in him considering joining us and all that sort of stuff. So all that kind of good thing. With that, minutes have been published and they're out. Please take a moment and review one more time the minutes as presented. Again, this was 1 October, but it was rescheduled from 24 September.
Our unit count increased from 33.1 to 33.04.
Right. Thank you. That does not make sense.
That's it.
Yeah, no.
The Treasury's report.
All right. Hang on. Let me go to...
It's under Commandant's report.
Yep. No. Increased from 33.10 to...
From 2.
No. I screwed it. It's the other way around.
Okay, so we'll switch on.
Yep. You are correct. Treasurer's report.
The Treasury's report showed that the money from the school was put into the WSFIS account at month-end August, so a report submitted shows virtually no change in the balance of 6841 is incorrect.
Okay. How would you...
The report reflects the incoming deposit from the school for the USDA loan.
Got it. I will make those notes real quick. Reflect the USDA deposit. Thank you.
Yeah, finance report, a couple of typos in there. Second to the last line where it starts with transportation.
Yep.
The word reimbursement.
Got it. Boy, I didn't do so well on my minutes this time. Usually I'm pretty good. All right, anything else, guys? All right. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended for 1 October?
Motion.
Yep, I got a motion. Do I got a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, pass. Wonderful. We're now to public comment, and I don't know, Hans, if you want to say anything. You don't have to. I've just kind of pulled your chain a little bit.
2 minutes. I can do 2 minutes.
Okay. You can do, well, you can't do 10.
My name is Hans Riegel. Nice to meet everybody. I know a bunch of you guys here. Scott asked me to come. I've been a pilot for 36 years, so I've spent about a year and a half of my life in the air. Was a C-5 pilot at Dover, Army chopper pilot in the Guard. Ran the program at Delaware State University. I was there for 7 years during a voluntary furlough. I'm a captain at United now. And I was the mayor of Wyoming, Delaware, blah, blah, blah. So I'm hoping that possibly, you know, if things go well or you guys want me or Scott doesn't scare me off or something, that I could possibly help you guys with some of the, I have some connections to the Air Force part and also to United Airlines and Dell State. So those three things, you know, kind of complete another piece of you guys' puzzle that you're working on. And I've lived in Delaware my whole life, went to Caesar Rodney, and have a master's degree from Delaware State University, and that's probably the highlights of the part that I can help you guys with. But I've followed you guys' mission through Scott, through the paper. I'm telling you, you got a lot of positive feedback on that article, because my mom was telling me about it, that you just... You
guys mean induction day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's good, and just checking you guys out, and hopefully I can help you guys out in some fashion and be a productive member of your board.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Hans. Appreciate it. Anyone else from the public? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. All right. Big Jim.
All right. In front of you, if you should grab there, the treasurer's report. It's 4 pages, front and back of the information. The first 3 pages represent the activity for September 2019. Starting balance was $197,413.36 between $63.03 in the checking account and $191 in the savings account. Conditions for the month was 53 cents for interest, and the outgoing was the USDA came in on the early part of September and grabbed $190,575 for the third and final payment of interest only. So at month end September, the bank balance between the two accounts was $68,42.89, split between $63.03.74 in checking and $539.15 in the savings account. The second page is the recap of the Whispers Bank activity. I did not, unfortunately, print out the quarterly bank statement. I should have, but I did print out the recent activity piece. I will discuss the other components of that in a couple of seconds. The third page is the checking account statement. And the fourth page is kind of where we stand at this point in time with the checking and savings account. And Scott, as you alluded to, we'll talk about the USDA and the monthly payment at the appropriate time for that. So if you want to go into it now, we can go into it now.
I think we should. So, okay. Guys, what we're going to talk a little bit about this issue that we've experienced with our checking account, the board's account versus the school's account and the sweep conducted by USDA. And we are currently in arrears. That's why we see the 18, minus 18 there. There's been a fair amount of communication between Jim, WSFS, Pat, and WSFS. And I'm going to have Pat weigh in now and tell us kind of where we are, what's bopping with that.
So anytime in the state you state funds, you have to get a purchase order and put it in and get permission when it's over $5,000. We did that, so that process takes about 4 days. It's not like you put it in, someone approves it, and it comes right back. And then once you get that, or 3 or 4 days, you have to put it in for a voucher for that amount. And then we go through our approval. It still sits there until someone from the state approves it. Since it's that much money, once it's finally approved, it sits for another 2 days in the state, and then they mail it out. So it was approved by me on the 11th, which is a Friday. So it wouldn't have been mailed out until the 16th, which is a Wednesday, because it would have had to sit the 14th and 15th. And it left on the 16th, and it has gone missing. We didn't mail it, so it never arrived at WSFS.
So if I can interject for a couple of minutes. There were two checks that were cut. One for the first month payment of $25,000.
Right.
Which was taking care of the payment that they came in on the 1st of the 2nd of October. And Grab, WSFS called me and I said, yes, the check is in process. Here you go. We had a little snafu on the timing, but it's in the process. So had that working there, and that check was to be cut, and you submitted a second request to have the remaining funds that would be due between November 1 through
June 30th, I guess.
July 1st was included in that.
All right, July 1st.
Okay, so we didn't have to go through this process every month of getting the check cut and figuring out where it is. The state supposedly mailed it to WSFS before the meeting started here, I contacted the senior vice president at WSFSC, who's been asking about where this money is, and I said it's been mailed to you. They're looking for it. They're actively looking for it. I think we should stop by the treasurer's office just to make sure that they actually mail it, in case, unless they said they mailed it and they didn't mail it, just to double check there. But the checks, we have copies of the checks showing that they were cut, that they were made up to WSFSC to go into the account. It just has not made it into the board's savings account for USDA to come in and draw against.
Jim, does WSFS have, I mean, have, do you know whether they've gotten either check?
They have not gotten either check. They don't know where the checks are.
All right. So then what was the account number 6048, and what is that referencing?
I don't know what that is.
But that's not on the information. When we sent the information, as I read the, Mr. Bayless, I read the number. He said, well, that's the board's account. I said, sure, it says right there in the memo, that's the account to be deposited.
Right.
It says that right on it.
Right.
So I don't know what happened. So the state will not look into a check until it's been passed due a week.
Okay, I thought you were going to say 30 days. so this would go, agony would go on a little longer.
So tomorrow I have a note here. We're going to sit with Melanie and we're going to try to see if we can track this baby down.
All right.
But, yeah.
And you talked to Scott?
I talked to Scott.
20 minutes ago?
At 5:25.
So they are still looking for it on their end, correct?
They're looking for it.
Okay.
I said USDA is going to come in on the 1st of November and grab another payment. So this needs to be found. What are our options here?
Yep.
And he said, give me until Friday, and I'll give you an update on Friday.
Okay.
So that took place at 5:22 tonight.
Okay. All right. I think, Pat, if you will pursue on your side what you can do with Melanie and just make sure that it did get mailed, I think ball mostly is in Bayless's court. I think he's got the ball, and maybe we hang loose. Do you think we need to go to the treasurer's office?
It's right down the road for me. You can ask questions and see if they mailed the damn thing, because before I had to pick up the check. I picked up the check before and dropped it, and dropped it into the account. So
right.
Maybe they're claiming they mailed it, but they didn't. I don't know.
Maybe you're sitting there waiting. Now we're going to have to call and find out, because the thing about it is that the first one should have been there a long time ago.
Absolutely.
The second one, now that they're looking for it, because they were looking for a wire transfer.
Right.
They weren't looking for a physical check being mailed to them. So who knows, because the name that had been put on there, that guy no longer works there.
Correct.
And so my fear is, what happens if they said, someone down there said, this guy doesn't work here, sends it back. So the only good thing is that the second check, at least they're looking for it.
All right. Good Lord. All right. So it sounds like...
That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one. And, the big one... At any rate, let's hope we... We don't even have enough money in the account right now to handle the second sweep. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We're going to get it figured out.
All right.
I'll talk to Melanie and see what I have to do, even if I have to use local funds.
Okay.
Because local funds do not need to be...
That's right. You can...
We can just go ahead and...
Advance local funds into it. Yep. Okay.
And then reconfigure it.
All right. That's a good plan, babe.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. Anything else you want to hit on this?
No.
All right.
Why is it required to be a check and not a wire transfer? Is that like state law or DOE reg?
No. Because previously we have done. Didn't we do wire transfers last year?
Well, last year was a check. It may be that you can't wire it from a WSFSC account to a WSFSC account. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I don't know. It's something that we will continue to look at. Okay. All right. But obviously the solution to try to pre-fund was a great one. It just isn't working out quite yet.
Really?
Well, if they get the second check, that... I mean, what we did, we encumbered the whole amount.
Yes.
Yep.
For our 10 pays. And so, it's already out of our budget. So, hopefully it gets in there and then it gives us a little
money. Yeah, we might actually gain a little
when
interest.
When this all gets settled down, I'll see what I can do to negotiate the overdrawing fee. But, I'm not going to lose too much sleep. I'd rather have to find the $200,000 that we're
obviously.
$70 over
yep. All right, cool. Any additional questions under Treasurer's Report, and particularly that? All right. Thanks, guys. Next, Finance Report. Comment on.
Okay, so actually, and because our meeting was late last year, last month, a lot of the information I had in the narrative is the same, only because it was off the same information, because we had already done it for that. Nothing much has changed. I will tell you this, that our outlook is looking pretty good for the school for the year. We're still, of course, everything is estimated at this point. And we know we have more funds coming in that are not yet accounted for. So we're working through that entire process of getting it. So, like I said, I sat down with Michelle from POX, and she's, as I've heard from her and Dorsell, they continue to say to me every time, boy, for, compared to other charter schools, you guys do not spend any money. So we are doing more. And as you can see, we're at 25% obligated, and we are one-fourth through the year. Yep. So we are right on target. And the good thing is that usually our budget is we spend more and we front-load it. So, like I said, we just...
Right, that's insurance, the laptops, stuff like that.
Correct.
It gets typically
all the supplies, most supplies for the teachers, and all those little things to take care of.
So, current projections, how are we going to look for summer encumbrances? You've already taken care of the $200,000 for the USDA, right. So that's already included in sort of Dorsell's and POX kind of review. And wait a minute, does everybody know what we're talking about as it relates to positive outcomes? We use positive outcomes. We pay a fee to them, a yearly fee, to help Pat and help the school. And we've had them from the beginning to do our budget work, help us do our budget work. And what is it? I can't even remember. $6,000? $8,000? I can't remember how much it is. 20? Do you remember off the top of your head how much?
12.
12. Well, I was close. Somewhere in there. At any rate.
Yeah, average all the numbers.
Divide it by three and add six, and I had it. At any rate, we pay those guys to help us do the budget stuff. They are a third set of eyes, if you will. They help, quite frankly, lay out the numbers, put it together, help Pat and Melanie do all that sort of stuff. I think so far it's been a good contract. I think they've helped a lot. But my follow-on, anyway, that's who he's talking about when he talks about Dorsell and the other
Dorsell
lady.
Is someone different.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorsell, that's right, it's the other lady that's with positive outcomes.
Correct.
Anyway, that's what that's about. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. And so looking at it, that we are on track right now to be above meet our 60 days cash, which standing this year is $882,000. So our outlook is well over that, so which is a good thing, because in years past we haven't been there yet. And actually, when you look at our financial framework, that has always been something that we've been hit on. I'll talk about the organizational report later. I totally forgot to bring that out. I got off track. Just give me a second. Sorry about that. So we're above 60 days cash, which, when you look at it, that it's taken us 5 years to get to this point. And, I was talking to Chuck today, and I know I keep harboring and bringing this up, but, we were one of the few schools that we never got any startup funds.
Right.
I mean, they're giving $750,000 to the new charter schools. I mean, that's $700,000 more than we ever got. And can you imagine if we'd had that money from the very beginning?
Absolutely.
So,
can we have it now?
No. We asked. The answer is no. And the problem, well, I'll get to it when I go to my report. I'm going to talk about the new charter school in Sussex.
Okay. So, You know, things are looking very well financially as long that where we're going. And again, we're going to keep looking at it and see what we can do. We're at 452 with the numbers. Things are going very well so far.
Yep. And, keep going. All right. Pat, I did want to ask a little bit more about, you know, the concern was that when Woody left, the load on both you and Melanie as it relates to managing obviously the school, but also the money process. How are we doing there? How are you feeling about it? Should we be talking about getting a business manager in here? Should we be talking about maybe another AA for Melanie to help crunch numbers?
Well, you really think about it, we're paying two contractors.
Yeah, I understand.
To do our business sides, and so they're constantly looking at our books. The only thing we're getting hit on right now is we don't have enough checks and balances, only because we don't have enough employees to have the checks and balances the state's requiring. That's the only thing that is a downfall. And that's with the HR side, not the financial side.
Oh, and it's on the HR side.
Correct.
All right.
That's in the audit.
Yeah, and I'll talk about that a little bit as well. All right. Other than that, though, you are still comfortable handling Woody's duties between you and the team, so to speak.
Stacy, Bob, and I, we've discussed it. We are going to be meeting here in the next week or so to discuss
okay,
what options we can put in. I will tell you right now that my feeling is that, you know, from, you know, we lost our operations manager. I don't mind doing operations. But quite frankly, I can't handle it all. It'll wear me down.
Well, hence my question.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that, and I'll come back to you guys with a plan.
Right.
But I want to meet with Stacy and Bob before I do that. So we're all on the same page going forward. And, you know.
I got it. Do you think you want to talk about it in November or December?
I would like to talk about it in November. I'll have okay. A plan for you by then.
All right. Cool. All right. Anything else you want to hit on narrative?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, everything's pretty much the same.
All right, guys. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Why have we only received 35%? And I'm assuming none of that is from Christina.
Where are you looking?
Local funds.
I don't know.
They have a certain percentage they owe throughout the beginning part of the year. And then by December 31st or January 1st is when the rest
of it comes in.
So we've received money from every school district that we have kids from.
Correct.
Yes.
Last year we got it all. But
most,
yes.
But there's some districts that aren't paying other schools. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we're very, that's right. We're very sensitive to that. But currently we're getting our money.
Perfect.
But they don't have to pay until December 31st, the end of the year. And we got lucky. I don't think last year anybody stiffed us.
No,
but because but you also got to understand that I've had conversations with these superintendents. And conversations, we have a kid go back. We have taken our money and we have given it back to those districts. And they always tell me the same things. The other charter schools don't do that.
They keep it.
And I said, well, it's only the right thing to do. So our relationship with them is pretty honest in between each other. I do communicate with them. Because if I'm going to send the kid back there, look, the money that they would pay, that should go back to the district. That's what I believe.
I'm sure, we're not the only school that does that, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big deal because we prorate it as long as they're with us. You know, we take that off, but we do send those funds back. So I think, or I'm hopeful that has allowed us to at least
gain some goodwill. What's the rationale to why we don't receive the funds until the end of the calendar year when it's based on a fiscal year?
Well, statute says December 31st, but I think they want to keep their money as long as they can. Mm-hmm. Sure. They get their own interest. They don't have to drop the check until they got to drop it. So I'm assuming that why give us the money until such time they have to.
So that money's for last year? Well,
current.
No. 2019.
Okay.
For this current
school year.
No, sir.
For the current school year.
Okay. For it's.
It could be up right now.
We're in FY 20 fiscal year, begins July 1. So, right, kids start signing up for schools, and you got all this math, and there's a, what's called the September 30 account, right? And that's when you send your numbers in, and this is when everybody kind of locks in where every kid is in the state, what district they came from, what district they're in, and this is where we get the unit count, and this is our head count, 452. The districts don't, by statute, have to send us the money they owe us for the kids that we've taken from Smyrna. So if we have 50 kids from the Smyrna School District, they do not, by statute, have to send us that portion of the money, the operational money, until December 31st for this current year. So what's happening, you're right, is we're spending money right now on those kids. It's coming out of our operating account. But we are not being reimbursed by the district, the sending district. That has always been a bit of an issue. And essentially, we're carrying 3 or 4 months of cost without being reimbursed for it. It's part of the political problem in the building down in Dover about how charters are treated versus the districts.
And that's not even just from districts of charters. If someone moved to from Cape to Milford, Cape
right.
Still owed Milford that money too.
Correct.
Just a district or yep. A VOTEC.
So yeah. So, but the only, that's why we don't like to use our local funds. So when I said about Scott using those local funds, we want to save our local funds to the very end,
right?
Because we can spend them differently than our state funds. So we want to use our state funds for everything that we can. So. You know, that's why, you know, we tend not to use local funds because, again, we only have 35% of our local funds in. We still have another, you know, 65% to get. So,
good questions. All right, with that, do you want to hit the web report? I think I don't think there's much difference with this month's web report. And again, this is this document, guys. We always got to sign off and have it posted. As I said, it's just a snapshot of where we are. Any questions, comments on the web report as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I got a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Seeing none, great. Thank you. All right, CBOC. As you guys know, we're meeting every other month. Jim, I think we've got our next one in November, I think, yes. Yep, 21 November. CBOC is open to anybody on the board if you guys want to come in. They are relatively quick. It's an hour, but it's a deep dive, and it's all it is the budget stuff. So if anybody's interested, 21 November here is our next CBOC meeting. Cool. Pat, back to you for Commandant's report.
Okay. Here we are. We just got everything settled for the year and already starting our open houses for next year.
Yep.
So we'll tell you that, you know, every year is different. And I've been getting more calls and more people contacting me this year than I ever have in the past.
Really?
Yes. But as you know, our enrollment has constantly been a long and grueling process.
Yep.
Hopefully, you know, we're starting to get to a point where it comes a little quicker. I will tell you now, and it's something that we need to discuss, we are probably going to use that last space we have, C-109, as a classroom. That'd be 25 more cadets. So we went down for...
That's our last integrated, like, right?
Yeah, the last split. It's already split, but it's the last class we're going to take over. So that'll put us about 475, which after renewal, we dropped our enrollment from 500 to 475, and we were packed. So I couldn't even think of us getting to 500 without making
something
major changes.
Right.
Yes, some changes to the way we do things. So
I know.
The last thing is to separate this building, but then start partitioning off the classrooms. But then now we're out of space. We don't have any large space left in the school. So we're hoping we're going to lose about 85 to 90, maybe another 20. So at four, so that'll put us down to.
I want to clarify. We're 85 to 90 seniors who are graduating. Okay.
Right.
Plus the usual 20 or so that decide they aren't going to stick, they aren't going to come back for what, and spread across a couple of grades, obviously. All right.
Because we're still built like a pyramid. After going our 5th years, we still, or if you look at our numbers, our largest class is always our freshmen. Then it just gets smaller as it rises, which, of course, is a good thing.
Right.
Because, you know.
Well, I think, Pat, that I don't see – well, we're still in a growth mode. I don't think we're not going to grow again next year despite having 80-plus, 90-plus seniors graduate. I also agree that we always have turnover of 20-plus, but if we end up with another 145 or 150 freshmen and upperclassmen coming to the school, we're going to hit the 475 without too much trouble. And particularly interesting to hear that you said that you're getting more phone calls than normal, which I find interesting. Maybe it was the Delaware State News article.
More press, more recognition. It should turn into that, hopefully, but it's awesome.
All right. What else you want to hit on your report? Wait a minute. Let me go back. Open house is Saturday, November 16th. I'll be here again, open to all members of the board. If you can make one of those, that's great. And we start at 9. I usually stick around till 10:30-ish, 11. I do walkabouts, but I do typically open up with a few comments and so on and so forth. But it's open for any y'all to attend.
Your scary speech.
My scary speech. I don't know if I'm scary enough. We still get folks that don't want to be here. Back to you, Pat.
Okay. I do want to – I apologize. I forgot to print off our organizational framework report, and I'm going to do that now. And if Bob and Blair – because I know, Blair, you probably want to touch on the pay for college night and some of the other things that Amber's been doing with her colleges. So, Colonel, if you take that for me.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll move around the agenda. Let's finish up Commandant's report. Bob, if you'll do the rest of his, and then I'll move over to yours on academic. And then we'll come back, Pat, on the framework.
Okay.
Cool?
Yes, sir. Past events, any questions on those at all? Anybody?
So on the Zombie Color Run, that was a fundraiser for Raiders?
I think so.
Well, it was intended to be a fundraiser for Raiders.
For their trip, I thought.
Correct. But they made enough money on the quarter auction.
Okay.
That Gunny Bremen offered this up to the seniors if they volunteered, had enough volunteers to come out and support this event as a fundraiser for the senior class, so they're not scampering at the end of the year with funding monies for senior gift to the school, their senior trip, whatever. So I believe that they ended up with about $500 going to them for the senior class.
Oh, good. All right.
So it wasn't, you know, Pat and I talked about it a little bit. It wasn't that well attended. I could not be here on Saturday. I understand they only had about 40 runners, but there's some things involved in that. The advertising, I think, we got out a little bit late. It was a cool day. You know, I think we just need to professionalize it up a little bit, get some more sponsors involved. So we learned some lessons on that. Having never done this before, you know,
Right.
So we're going to take a more professional approach toward it next year.
Cool.
If we do it again.
Yep.
So Academy football game was a success. The field meet on the 17th was good. Took about 32 cadets in the football game on Saturday.
Cool.
Coming up, principal day will be in tomorrow. Bob Schenkel and Schenkel.
I don't know him.
Sorry.
Does anybody know him?
No. And he'll be in about 7:15 in the morning. He'll stay today. That's what I understand. So.
Yep.
And we'll do the normal routine with him because that's walk him around and that sort of thing, show him around and spend some Q&A time with him as well.
I don't know if I can. Am I supposed to be here for this?
No, it's not necessary unless you want to be.
I don't even know if I can.
For which one? Uncle?
Yeah. No, I can't. Nope, never mind.
Okay.
All right.
Did you just want to do all yours together?
That's fine. I pay for college night. So this week is college week where teachers are encouraged to wear things from their college, shirts, sweatshirts, kind of stuff. Ms. Miller put together a nice scavenger hunt for the seniors where she asked teachers to say things about where they went to school, interesting facts, kind of what they majored in. They have college application week, which they're helping do I think it's the Common App, right? So you can fill out one application and apply it to multiple different schools. And then this Thursday, they're having a Paying for College event here at school in the evening where people are coming in and talk about how kids can afford college, so different ways.
All right. Marine Corps ball, back to that. Are we sold out? How are we looking? And what's the latest with that?
We had to turn in our numbers to Dover Downs today. We had sold 350 tickets. I put in for 370 as our number to give us some room over the next 10 days. Because typically we still, people come in at the last minute. We're down, we were at 405 last year. But what's hurting us is Gunny Brennan taking 24 cadets to Atlanta for the Raiders competition, and those are exactly the kids that are they're all screaming about not being able to go to the wall.
Yes.
So that's when you add them, their dates and stuff like that, there's
family.
A difference right there.
Yep.
So that's the delta. So yes, we'll have 20 tickets left to sell as of this afternoon.
All
we
right.
had to turn in our numbers today.
Board members, I'm going. Who's going? Cool.
Not sure.
Did you get yours? I left them at the office. All right, good. Wonderful.
Now, is there a physical? I did it online. So
did I.
Yeah, there's a physical.
Is there a physical ticket or you just show
up? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Miss Patty had them, right?
She does have physical tickets. I will tell you it's
I burned off my receipt, so.
What's more important is the roster she has, and she'll check off your name on the roster, and she tracks that. So I will have her check.
Would you, Bob, have checked the board and make sure that she's got... So it's everybody...
When they check us in, we stick out.
Do we know if Reggie... make sure to check for Reggie as well. And Chris, you're not sure, though.
Not sure. Boss has to work that day.
Okay.
So,
all right. Sure. No worries.
You can always pay again. That's acceptable.
Yes, I'm sure it is. But if you would check to make sure all she's got names for all the board members.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
And everything's tracking there. I don't know if you want to say anything about the guest of honor.
Yeah, so Brian DiSabatino is our speaker. He is the president of EDIS, which essentially is DiSabatino & Sons, Ernest DiSabatino & Sons. And of all things, his son is a senior at the Citadel, and we've gotten to know him pretty well. I had lunch with him a couple weeks ago and brought him here for a tour. He got to spend time with Pope and Ayers. Was, I thought, thoroughly impressed. He had not seen a school like this ever. He could not really believe that 400-plus cadets could stand out there and there was no shoving, pushing, screaming, yelling, foul language. And he just was, I think, amazed at how that happened. And I think he was very, very pleased. But he's our guest speaker. He asked me what he should speak about, and I gave him a couple of ideas. I have no idea whether he'll listen to any of that or not. I suspect he'll do whatever he wants to talk about. But I think he had a great tour, and certainly want to thank Bob for kind of getting that connection done and worked out. Maybe there's an opportunity here later on for our school and his company in some manner, in some way. But all around pretty good guy, and looking forward to having him with us. And I did tell Miss Patty he will be one, so I don't believe there's any guests coming for him.
That's not her as well.
Okay.
Okay. So Friday's end of the first quarter. We'll do our traditional formation run.
Yep.
Out of town.
Up, Bob. Wait a minute. Oh, go ahead.
I was like, Colonel, what time is that?
We'll probably start running around 1350.
Okay.
The 1400 time frame, and then it will be done by 1430.
Yep. If you would, try to get some pictures and send them to her.
Yeah.
Have Miss Patty do not a bunch, but four or five.
Especially if there's videos where they're doing cadences, that's pretty cool. People like hearing that stuff. You know,
might be able to, be able to do an insert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. Could actually do a press release on that too. I'm thinking.
Dr. Dan, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. On Monday, that's an in-service day. So I'm trying something a little different with a field trip this year to try to do that on an in-service day with the cadets. The downside is I pull a few teachers away from some, you know, grading and such. Any professional development goes on, we want to try it so that the impact is lessened on the cadets themselves from missing a day of school. So we're looking at taking 35 to 38 cadets to D.C. and we'll see the Smithsonian's. That's tracking pretty well right now.
Is this also the trip where you go to 8th and I?
No.
That's spring, I think, or something.
Yes, and yes, that's in the early June. That's right after graduation. That's right after the last day of school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we have any funds to help kids who can't afford the trips or, like, for the money?
Well, I think we do. I mean, I actually gave a little extra this year, so there is some cushion. Not much. I mean, I don't know, quite frankly, I don't know how much there is, but I know that there is a little.
There's probably enough in there right now from some donations like Scott and Brian DiSabatino to help out about 8 to 10 cadets. And we've had a few come to us, and we tell them, hey, if you're not going to go, you want to go, but you can't go, come talk to us about why you can't go. And I've had a couple that asked to be put in uniforms, which I don't normally do, but they're seniors, and they say, I don't have anything to wear, because it's at least a long sleeve shirt and tie affair, preferably a jacket. So those kinds of things do exist, and we are paying for some students that cannot afford to go. Their cost is $40. For the ball. We don't have, and maybe at some point in time, we're just going to have to jump the price up and be steady with it. I have gone up a few dollars each year, but the overall cost is just under $16,000 for the event with Dover Downs, and they don't give us,
I know,
they don't give us a break on anything, zero, nothing, not even a microphone. They cut me no slack at all. And they want to give us, I mean, a comp room, which traditionally involves, you know, a hotel would do that. Now they dropped the $300 room to $250. Okay, that helps a lot. So I'm a little irritated, but you know that's what we have to work with. So there it is. So at the end of the day, last year we were about $200 shy. So this year I think we'll be $300 to $500 above. So we might actually come out in the black this year when we pay all the bills. The ball, the cake, and all the other things that go with it. So there's not a lot of room on our end either to help out too much. But at the same time, we have some what we call petty funds over in JRTC from cadets who lose uniforms and have to pay for them at the end of the year and things of that nature. We keep that money there to help out with these kind of cases as well. And so we do what we can.
And I know the PSO does the cake, but if there was ever funds you would need for cadets, they would obviously support that too, I'm sure.
Right. And to my knowledge, nobody has not gone to the ball because they couldn't afford it, and we chose not to help them. So we try to take care of all of those.
Thank you. All right. Still to you, Bob.
Okay. The field trip, obviously the same day, that's going to be some professional development, mainly grade. Grades going in. I'm sorry if I'm talking over you. My apologies. On the 30th October, that's when Gunny heads south with three other chaperones. He's going to take 24 cadets, two teams to compete in the Raiders Nationals It's about 45 minutes south of Atlanta where they're going. They're actually going to live on in some cabins on the site. They have to be there the day before. The Thursday, they do a walkthrough, and Friday is the competition. Saturday, they're going to Six Flags, and Sunday, they're flying back. The Marine Corps is playing the majority.
That's of the bill. Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know if anyone will be there with pictures, or is there anyone have a camera with them?
Well, just the parents, because we can't afford to, and nor would the Marine Corps pay for somebody to tag along to take pictures, so it's going to be up to the parents in that regard.
If you know any of them, if you can put me in touch with any of the parents, if that's something you can do, just so I can try to get some pictures.
Sure.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
I'll show you on the first is the Marine Corps Ball, and that'll start. Ceremony's scheduled to start at 18:30, 6:30.
Right. I would ask guys to be there about 1,800. Right. Thereabouts. All right. And we talked about open house already on November 16th. In fact, I think we've got a couple of dates. I think 7 December, back to open house. Pat, isn't that our second one?
Correct, and January 4th.
And January 4th. I did not have that one. All right. And choice closes, what, the 9th or something? January
8th.
8 January, yep. Choice ends?
Yep, 11, right. 4 to 1, 8.
Thank you. All right, wonderful. We have moved around a little bit. We've done Commandant's report. We've done a little bit, I think, of yours, but you still want to go over a framework under your report?
Yes.
All right, let's do that.
I apologize.
Here, guys.
Your band has a copy. So organizational framework, besides our first year, we've been meeting standard every time, and we met it again this year. I have not commented on anything because I didn't feel any reason to. Unless you want me to put anything in there.
Does everybody know what this document is?
No.
You never. All right. There are, I want to say, what are there? Three or four performance frameworks that
three
that schools are judged on, and this particular one is our organizational, right? It's how we operate as a school. This is where DOE says, we want you to see if you're meeting all these things. So if you go to Measure 1A, is the school faithful to its mission as defined in its current charter, including, it's on the first page, approved mission-specific academic goals, if applicable. And under what they do, under that, then they put in particular pieces of title and chapter that you're supposed to be following. Green is meet standard, approaching standard, and far below standard. When you start hitting the approaching and far below, and you've got a series of these in the different organizational frameworks and the finance and in the operational, the state starts going red flags, right? They start going, there's something wrong with this school. And if there is too much of it for too long, this actually calls in your question, your charter, and you get called in front of DOE, and you've got to do a lot of work. This is good, obviously, that we're meeting the standards, and Pat's comment was that if you'll see those little blocks, it says school response to rating. I'm sore with him. We meet everything. I don't know if there's any reason to respond. Typically, folks respond if you're in yellow or red, to try to give DOE a reason why you're not hitting the standard. But that's basically a little report card for us.
So again, so our financial, that'll come out now that the audit came out, so it'll be a little bit late. But I know we're going to have some areas, and just because how we're structured financially and where we've been, we'll have some areas. I will tell you, academic, we have to make progress. We are being graded academically on our first class. and our first freshman class. And it was a very unique class. And a lot of them are doing very great things. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, take time. We've had a number of cadets that have come back. They keep coming back to us, our graduates. They keep popping in. They just show up. And we all hear the same things from them. Yes, they've gone out there. Yes, they've run into some tough times. Yes, they were able to adapt and overcome and get it done. They just dealt with it. So they felt, in that respect, they were ready. Because they when you get down to it, that should be what we are all about. And so our kids naturally, if you look through the years, always coming in lower performance-wise than other students in the state. That doesn't mean we don't have high performers, because we do. But, you know, you look at the average, our average of our students come in lower. But every year, our kids are always growing. The state is, I talked about this before, the state is naturally decreasing from fall to spring. Our students are growing, and we have showed this trend year after year after year through all grades. And I will send that document out so you can take a look at it. I did share it with Dr. Bunning when I met with her this summer. But again, the state has this recipe of academics and what we are looking at, and they want us to meet what they have established. So that's what we're going to do. We're in a good place. We're doing well. Always improving, always growing. We always have our challenges. And they seem to come at us. Every time we think we have it figured out, they seem to come at us in something completely different. We are unexpected. But again, like we teach the kids, we adapt, we overcome, and we get it done.
So. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That, I think, covers our Commandant's Report, Organizational Framework Review. We're going to go into committee reports. I don't know if you want to add anything else on sports, my friend.
I'll touch on sports.
Wonderful.
Just a little bit. Fall sports are kind of winding down. About a week and a half left. 2 weeks left of fall sports. Volleyball is at 4-9 with their record. Football is at 3-3. Soccer is at 6-7. Cross country has their conference meet on Thursday. So they're doing okay. And then obviously we start our winter sports come November the 11th. We did hire a new girls basketball coach.
Okay.
Gunnery Sergeant Brenneman is going to coach girls basketball.
Who?
Gunnery Sergeant Brenneman. So I think it's been, in my opinion, that's a good thing.
He is coaching girls basketball?
Yeah.
Does he have...
They just wore me down. They did. They did a better job.
You know, I'm looking at you, but I'm not looking at him or him. I'm looking at you.
My wife hasn't been this successful. So. we want to try because we think it will be a good thing.
Okay.
For the kids, he really wants to do it.
Does he got the bandwidth? Can he handle it?
He says they can. There's going to be a little bit of overlap between the end of Raiders and beginning of the basketball.
Yep.
Calvin have a plan. I mean, Blair's been ready in from the start.
Okay.
on some things. So it's, it's been something that was mentioned to me in August, and so we just kind of said yes. I guess I gave my thumbs up about a week or 10 days ago.
Okay.
Like that. So we're going to give it a shot.
Okay. Cool.
Good thing is for the winter season, we'll have all three of our sports, we'll have coaches in the building. So it kind of helps us, with our athletes. That's positive. So
good. Wonderful. Anything else you want to hit?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
So I'm going to communicate the open house dates to some of the Boy Scout, Girl Scout troops that I've been talking to. So hopefully they can get some folks in here as well. I don't know if there's any opportunity in application where they tell about where they hear. So it's great that we're getting more interest. And I'm just wondering to track where they're getting that from. I know we do refer a friend. Like, I think it's just really powerful to understand is there something.
Pat, aren't there still six or seven questions?
We have done that before, and word of mouth trumps all the time.
That's perfect. I just want
Not so much parents with social media, even though they do like our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But it's always word of mouth.
Okay. And I know there's like a ribbon that the cadets can get if they refer people. Right. And I don't know if that's a big get or...
It's never been a big get.
Okay.
No, it's been a few.
Okay.
Maybe like five, six cadets. But
do they all know about it? They know they can do that.
Well,
okay.
Told them. They just, you know.
They just don't. All right.
Yeah. Well, part of that is, too, they have to have the uniform to wear it. And that has to be earned.
Okay.
So they may get a few cadets here.
But.
And they're going to rate a ribbon. But unless they are doing well across the board, mm-hmm. they don't receive the service uniform or the dress uniform, they have to earn that.
Yep.
And so they don't get that. They don't have a chance to wear it.
It's not a value there. So, okay. Great.
All right. Anything else you want to hit?
Not
with it. Anyway, I did think the induction day coverage was great.
Yeah.
Bob, have you heard any more from Mullen and his crew?
No, we haven't.
Okay. All right. Did we send him away with any tchotchkes?
No, but I have some photos of the day.
Do we have a copy of the paper that maybe we could send to him?
Yes.
Okay.
I have one in my house that I'm going to send to him, as well as some photos from that day. I'm going to put them in a frame and put a little, nice little thank you note in there. I just haven't put them in the mail yet.
All right, no worries. Good. Thank you. All right.
We're still on schedule for the field. After the last football game, we're going to plug the field and overseed it. And I was thinking on this farmhouse, the demolition, we're going to be $15,000 to $20,000 to tear it down and stuff. But, you know, we talk about possibly converting this building for if we needed it for classrooms. That space could be opened up to be one big space for board meetings and different things as well, but not at the cost level that was discussed prior, because I don't think it would take that much.
Well, okay, guys, we got to come to some sort of.
Remember, there's a cement wall in the middle of the building.
Part of it can be opened up to open through to the tube, but you know, I need to get in there and look at it.
All right. Well, I think from the school side, you know, from their side, that you guys, right? You don't want to use the building. There's nothing you can use it for. Am I getting that right?
Well, no, we can use it for things, but we don't want to. There's not going to be classrooms,
right?
So it's not going to directly impact our classrooms.
Well, but I'm not sure that does us any good, because we need classrooms.
Correct. I agree with you. No, we need open
space.
And
we had said something about possibly this building, because if you split it.
Well, so if we split this building and use that building for our open space, if you will, does that work?
For $250,000?
I don't know.
I don't think we'd be into that level. I think that was a fairly high estimate on that. But I need to go through the building and see what it would take to. Because making one big open space would not be terrible.
Well, you know, obviously that was based on Dave's walkthrough. His numbers weren't too bad. I mean, but we had HVAC, we had roof. You've already gotten an initial run on the roof cost. Windows, I mean, it was a bunch of crap. At least one bathroom, probably ADA compliant if we only have one. Okay. I want us to make a decision in November. I want us to either figure out what we're going to do with it, and if we're tearing it down, we're tearing it down so we can start thinking about raising some money for a parking lot, or if we're going to keep it, we're going to start raising money to keep it and use it for, like, this space, and this then gets split and becomes two classrooms. Now, let me ask, does that work? If this space gets split and becomes two classrooms, does that make sense?
Well, then you can see we're starting to trip on ourselves, because now we don't have a large space.
Well, because the only reason we'd save that building over there is that becomes the large space.
Yeah, but that's still not as large as this space with Wise in.
Probably not. It is smaller than
that. It is narrow. It's narrow and long. It's really not. We can't, like, do anything with it. I mean, it's just like.
Is that really where you want to hold your open house?
Well, we hold it.
Oh, no, the open houses are held in the cafeteria now.
Oh, okay.
Right. well, that's a good point. Right, yes. Your first introduction to the school is.
Yeah, we don't want them to go to our first introduction.
Correct.
Well, on that note, I spoke to Clayton, and they are more than happy to come over here and
burn it down.
Burn the crap out of the building. They said they'll gladly put some holes in the roof so they can do their practice.
Yep.
So I spoke to them, and they're more than happy. All you need to, we'd have to obviously get an asbestos abatement done by Denrec. They have to come in and do their asbestos abatement to make sure, you know, see if there's any, I mean, it's just...
They just evaluate it, make, see if there's any in there to start with.
Right.
But other than that, I talked to them, and Chief said, oh, yeah, they're glad to come over and burn the crap out of the building for you, and at least burn up the roof and whatever we have inside as far as doing that, and that way they can practice it, and they'll get rid of as much as you want, you know, as much as they can there for you by burning the crap out of your building there for you.
Okay.
So they're more
Thank you. All right. Well, guys, I really would like to try to see if we can put some meat on this discussion for November and see where we are about what to do with it. Look, I've already said a couple of times, I hate losing an asset like that. There ought to be something we can use it for, but I'm not going to fight too hard if you guys keep saying, look, you know, it's our flank, we can't make a classroom, it's just going to turn into storage for daggone Larry, and that's an awful expensive storage. But I don't know. And maybe that's our solution. It gets burned down. We get it demoed for $15K, and then...
If it gets burned down, we'll come up and push the masonry into the hole.
All right.
And we wouldn't even hire a demolition company. Mm-hmm. No, if they'll do that, that's all.
Yeah, you can't burn the bricks.
Because we'll push the bricks right
into the
basement, and we'll cover up that stuff we can do amongst ourselves.
What's the interior like? Outside of Larry's,
it's cement all on this side. The floor and everything else is all concrete in the wall.
So the masonry, like I said, is good for fill. All right. We can get that in, but the rest of it would burn all the way out.
All right. Well, we'll punt. Let's do November and see if we can have a discussion about what to do. And again, Bob,
if we kept it, where else on site could we put in some parking?
Because
that's the issue. Do we have space where we can bring in some millings and try to
Well, we've already done, yep.
Some, yes.
That's the gym back there one day.
Right here.
Behind here. The parking
we already have that drawn up. Yeah.
I also thought we were going to put some parking off the dirt road that's on our property right here.
Yeah.
Correct. The we would block this off.
We'd come all the way around.
Then the entrance would be the parking. And if they wanted to extend on through, have a road, and then have more parking in the back with the gym being back here. That was the whole idea.
That's true. That's the master plan.
Correct. That's what we drew up. But the thing about it is, one thing we want to keep in mind, you know, I'm all for burning that baby down, but we do need to have something, because now I just took Larry's last storage space. Because he said that. He said, well, what am I going to do with all my stuff? I said, well... Yeah, how much stuff is salvageable here? Yeah, I mean, you save everything. I get it. The guy's great.
What's in the garage?
Or tractors and stuff.
There for 4 years.
What, that thing?
Yeah.
That's going to get burned down. That's going to get burned down with that. Yes.
We're going to tie that to the roof.
Yeah, plop it on the roof as a cupola, and we're going to burn it down.
The garage,
what's in the garage?
That's full. That's all your tractor.
It's full.
Is it?
It's full.
Yeah, that's not.
And that thing needs to go too.
I know, it's a dog.
Because it's wall.
I know.
Wall's
that's why all the dirt's piled up against the side. Hold the wall in. All right.
Because as we can afford to do it, if we were going to bring in this lane up the back, we should get millings delivered from the construction from the roads and stuff and have it. Dumped here like you did before at some piles, because parking up around this field and stuff it's going to tear everything up.
I know it is. Well, and again, we've been very lucky with the weather, because it has been wet, but the, you know, 5 days of this and kids start parking and
up here, we don't want, that's
no question. All right, I think the answer is we hold on the millings. Let's explore again. What kind of costs, if you're willing to get back in there?
I can get in there.
Did McGuigan, do you have McGuigan's spreadsheet, his original 220? All right, you take a look. Let's talk about it again in November. Okay. All right, and again, Bob, Pat, and even Blair, if something else pops up that you think it's worth use, or if we can use it for open space and this gets converted to classroom space. I don't know if that's, but think about that option as well.
Because my concern would be next year you have 475, 485, and we don't know where to put the kids.
Right.
And this, I mean, the small conversion could be done here for a small amount of money and take care of that. Does it require to have bathrooms in the building if we have classes in it, or is it okay if they go to the buildings right there?
The buildings.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have classes over here as it is.
But okay.
Yeah.
Now, at 475, we'll be all right. We already
we're still okay.
We already have a space. We have one area to go.
Okay.
Because remember that we talked about that a couple meetings ago. All this furniture is going to be in the process of leaving this room.
This furniture?
Correct.
To go to the classroom?
To go to C109, yes.
And when is that going to happen?
In the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because we talked
I'll just ask that. A question. Where would you like us to sit?
Well, we're going to have to just go to the classrooms or go down there inside the school.
What? All right. So there will be no furniture in here except those big desk things and the high top stuff. And the upholstery.
They're all going. So the only thing staying in here is the original tables and the chairs. And all the chairs.
So those four tables, that fifth table, and these seven chairs are the only things.
Six tables and all the chairs. You see the single chairs. Plus, we're going to have to purchase individual desks because this will be our large testing room. Because we know we have nowhere to go now. We have the ASVAB test.
Yeah.
And we have 50 kids testing. We don't have anywhere to go for them. We have to. This is the last big space we have. That's what I'm saying. We're out of space.
All right. Okay. So there's, but this space will still have tables and chairs in it lined up for testing.
Correct. So we can still have our meetings in here.
Okay.
It's just going to be bare.
The tables can't be like all joined together. They have to be individual desks for that testing.
Well, they have to be a certain length, so there's at least 3 feet in between them. So the brown tables work pretty good. The way they're situated, we can get away with those, but... It's kind of tight, but it's something that you know we're trying to piece it together as we go because you know we have a wrestling team. The only place for them to go is here
for the wrestling team.
Correct.
Wrestling practice in here.
Yeah.
Really? Why did I think they were? Well, that's right.
They don't have one of the. They were in C109, but we split it for a classroom. So we don't have any large space for anybody to go anymore besides this area here.
Can the wrestling team use the Quonset hut?
Where? The drill team will be in there.
Drill doesn't start till December, I thought. Wrestling's going to be in there at least a month before that.
Well, November 11th, but the drill team will start right up, and then, I mean, it's just... Well, regardless, they're going to have to come in here sometime. And we can't just, those mats, we just can't carry them back.
Right, that's true. That's a pain in the butt.
So, I mean, that's...
They fit in here?
Four sections. Yeah, this is 28 by 57, so we measured it. And so four sections will fit, and that's all we can get down back there. And then it'll still leave us with 18 feet on the end. So we'll have all the chairs and stuff done. It's not ideal, but we're at a point. I mean, like I said last meeting, we need another big pool building. Because we just don't have space. We're running out of space quickly.
So, I mean, do we go down the road of another Q hut?
Well, I like that idea. I mean, we can do it for, what, 125? Pool farm, 125?
Well, I think we ended up with 250 in that Q hut there, right?
Right.
We totaled all in with heating and air conditioning and all that. But
I thought our what we had was 250 in grants, and don't forget we built the field too.
Right.
Yeah, all that.
It was everything.
It was wrapped up in
correct.
The whole thing. Yeah.
So, I mean, how much was it just build the Quonset hut? And with a pool barn,
That was about $180.
Well, the barn would be easier for the finish because it's squared up. It's
right.
Doing it on the curve is a lot different.
So you're saying that a pole barn type structure is probably the next thing we're looking at for open space, interior open space.
If we need to add for that for open space, so probably we just finished one up, so I think it was 38 by almost 60, and the building complete was no electric, was like 32,000-33,000 for the building, and then you have to put electric in it if we're doing any water and stuff. So
right.
They're not 50. Terrible to put in for that, so actual structure.
All in 100? Water, electric?
No bathrooms, but water, yeah.
We have to do fire alarms and all the other stuff that goes with that. Right.
But, like, I mean, you could, if it's for wrestling stuff, you could do some fountain, water fountains or something for drinking, have water into the building, but then you start adding bathrooms. I don't think it'd be pushing it for 100.
All right, let's do one bite at the apple at a time. Let's stay back on focus with that building, take your walkthrough, and figure out what you think it might be if we try to convert it. I'll ask you guys again if there's something we can use it for, but in November, if you say there's nothing, burn it down, depending on what he comes up with. And that's all based on converting this space potentially to classroom. All right, and then I think part of that is going to be obviously a pole barn or some type of structure like that. Okay. All right. Good problems to have, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, our population's getting bigger.
I know, it's growth. All right. Anything else you want to hit? Reggie couldn't be with us tonight, so we don't have any updates on that. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, just with the sidewalk, the pavers. They don't go bad, so we're fine no matter how long it takes.
Right.
They can sit there for years and years if it had to, but it's, so we're good. Nothing's going to affect that project moving ahead.
And I assume, Pat, they're not in the way or not. There's no issues with those sitting where they are.
No, they're pretty hidden.
Yeah.
They hit them so well that our cameras aren't on them.
Oh, did they bury them too far back?
Yeah. But we can see. Anybody comes in there, we're going to be able to see it.
Okay.
But it's still like, I was hoping the cameras would be on them at all times. But
are they wrapped in plastic or something that's holding? I mean, can you walk up to a pile? I mean, look, walk up a pile and pull a brick out?
Upper banded, but okay. Final band, yeah.
All right. All right. Very well, guys. I think we're getting close to wrapping up. Let me talk about what's going on downstate. Chuck Baldwin was with us today. I didn't see him, but I did talk to him on the phone, but he was with Pat walking about. As you guys may know, Chuck Baldwin was asked again by Carper to start another military school, but this time in Sussex County. And it is interesting to note that the Laurel School District?
Correct.
I think Laurel School District, which has been facing a lot of issues and a loss of population. Lots of kids are going to Sussex Tech. They're getting out of the district. This is an attempt by the school district to try to bring their kids back home, if you will. It is going to be an Army Academy. Their suggested or their hopeful end strength is about 400. They are gotten their first grant of $750,000. Bastards. I can't believe it. Anyway, they've got a board. It looks like they've got a school leader coming on board. The school district is their authorizer, and they are fully on board. They've got their building. They're going to use one of the high schools, one of the wings of their old high school. And they're going to get a USDA loan like we did for reno work. The big crunch or pressure point is that the Army has not concurred, has not agreed to start up an RTC program for them. So Chuck has asked the senator to get engaged and to see if he will get somebody from the Army to step forward and make it an Army program. I asked whether it was going to be anything related to us, one-to-one, new tech, project-based, and all that sort of stuff. And he said, not really. It's going to be pretty much a traditional high school except an Army ROTC program, JROTC program. I'm not sure when the application goes in, but it goes to, I believe, the district, because they're the authorizer. They could be up and running as fast as, what, you think next year, September?
It's
2 years out?
2 years out, but okay. It's going to the board in November.
Oh, it is going to?
Next month.
Okay.
They're ready to go on it.
So I'm fairly comfortable. I don't think it will be a threat, competition, whatever word it is. I think we're going to be fine because their focus really is trying to get a lot of their kids back that have migrated out of the district to charters and to Sussex Tech. We'll see. Last item, we will have Barbicane and Thornton with us at the November board meeting. This is our audit, our annual audit. Jim, did you get a copy?
I grabbed a copy.
Thank you. There's really not much to take a look at. There should be, if you want to grab a copy, it looks like there's one more over there. Generally speaking, we're in good shape. However, as Pat noted, I think there's going to be some things. I don't know if, Jim, if you got into the packet fast enough to see if we got any major dings on stuff.
Pat, you noticed something there, but at the end they talk about the reserve account for USDA, and that's the only thing I saw. Quick glance.
So. We knew that was coming.
Yeah. And we talk about it every year. At any rate, they will be with us in November, so that'll be the first part of the meeting. And finally, last ask is, anybody have any thoughts about dinner for our December meeting? Does anybody have any ideas about what you want me to bring in? Anybody got a hankering for anything? No. I just ordering. I actually know how to do it. Actually, I don't. I hand it off to Corrine, and she takes care of it.
So let me be a devil's advocate. This is going to be moved into a classroom now. Where are you going to hold it then?
You're going to do it in the mess hall?
Well, let me ask. You're telling me we won't be here November or December for board meeting?
Well, everything will be. We can. I can have it set up, but it's going to be cleared out of everything.
Right, and this is what I was envisioning, was that the November and December, particularly the December board meeting, was in here, wrestling mats up against the wall, and those little tables all down in here somewhere.
So we can eat, it's like when we're going to eat, we're eating in the locker room.
Yeah, you're right, that's a little tough.
I know it's not ideal, but we can go back over to Dan's room, and I can ask him what he used room for the meal.
You did that in the mess hall, one of the two. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to be in here if you get wrestling stuff going on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Are we allowed? I'm looking at you, and I don't know why, but can I move the location of the board meeting as long as I advertise it a month in advance?
Hmm. Should be able to. I think it just has to be publicly accessible.
Right.
I can look into it. I was just thinking of one of our offices. So.
Well, that's true.
I don't know if that's like a pub. Those aren't public.
Not really.
Places.
But a restaurant would be. A room in a restaurant would be.
Or we could do our meeting and then do executive. Do we eat while we have mm-hmm. meeting? Okay.
We have in the past.
Okay.
Yep. All right. I'll give that some additional thought as it relates to December board. And November, you'll have to let me know, but I guess I'm still planning we'll be in here just on different chairs and tables.
What's it say on the meetings or at First Day Military Academy, correct?
Yeah, I don't think I say Media Center.
So we can just go inside that. We're still first. We go in the Drexel. We're still in First Day Military.
Oh, yeah.
So. No, it does say Media Center.
It does?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I can
change that.
Yeah, we can change it.
That's easy.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, I think that's all I've got.
Well, we got, sorry, the Christmas party for the...
Oh, yeah. Do we have a date for that?
That's when last time we talked about what was the last day of school and what do we want to do then December 20th?
That's what I have.
Friday? Mm-hmm.
December 20th will be the staff and board Christmas party. And have you coordinated with Blue Jakes or
Blue Earl? Yeah, I just had because they now have food, so I just need to make sure that they will be able to serve food the way we need to serve food,
right?
In like a style that way. So I'll check with them this week.
Cool.
So Friday, December 20th.
Yes.
What's on December 17th then?
That's our board meeting then.
That's the board meeting.
That's our board meeting slash dinner. Okay, yeah. And Friday will be
staff, right. Roger that.
What time is that? Is it like in the evening?
What?
On the Friday.
Oh, I don't know. You guys start early.
We had it around 5 because we didn't want people to.
I would say because if not, teachers are going to go home.
No. Right. I think it's right after school if I remember.
Yeah, 4 so o'clock.
I would say 4.
4?
Okay. Yeah, that's what we did last time.
We did it 4 because, that's how teachers are like that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of young staff, too, that has families, so they can come for a little bit, then they got to go.
Yep.
Or they bring their families back, however they want to do it. They're always welcome.
What's the number? I can't remember.
Right now, I'm at 16, but I'll make a reminder tomorrow. And hopefully...
It'd be more than that. I mean, it was at least 25 or more.
We're at least going to get 25 to 30.
Yeah. 25 to 30 is probably the number.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. All right.
We usually have board and staff on board there, too. So if you get 16 there, plus then, right. Then 25, 30.
All right. All right. Let me whip around the room, see if there's anything else popping. Blair? BW? Cool?
I'm good.
Kevin, thank you for taking a shot at that thing. Chris?
Good.
Len?
2 questions.
Yes, sir.
1, what's the attire for the military ball?
I will be in suit, just like this.
Okay. And 2 is, I see number 8, board commitment form action.
Yeah. So that's been on there for 6 months because I haven't done anything about it. There are two pieces of paper that we should have everybody sign and... It's part of the package of board members. It's essentially describes what you as a board member are responsible for, conflicts of interest and things of that nature. And then it's a commitment form saying, basically reiterating, I'm joining the board. Why am I joining the board? To help the school, blah, blah, blah.
And that I will help the Army down in Sussex.
Yes, that's right. And you will not help the Army down in Sussex. But that's what those are. And I put them there because I've... have to update them, shoot them to you all, and we got to vote on them, that's all. All right, Jim?
Good.
Okay, Colonel?
Good.
All right, coming up?
I'm good.
Very well, Ms. Liz. All right, guys. Very well, wonderful, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Hans. Glad you're here, baby. We have a motion to adjourn.
motion.
Yeah, we got a motion. Do I get a second? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned at 6:56. Thank you.